So may I speak in the name of God, who is our Father, who is the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Are you excited? Is anybody here excited today? Are you? And I am. Why are you excited? Someone tell me why you're excited. Why are you excited? Because it's coming up to Christmas. I think that's why a lot of us are excited. Do you know, there are lots of signs that tell us Christmas is coming. What signs have you seen? The Coca-Cola advert. Yes, we've all seen that, haven't we? The Coca-Cola. Well done, very good. What else have we seen? The wreath. Yes, we've got an Advent wreath here that tells us Christmas is coming. Jesus is coming. Lights. We've seen lights. If you go down the high street, there's a house with lights on. We haven't put ours on yet, but I'm sure we will. And everywhere we go, we see signs, don't we? And they tell us things. So if you saw this sign, what would you expect if you saw that? Nothing. That's correct. Right. The underground. If you saw that sign, you think, I'm going to see the underground, or maybe a bus. If you saw this sign, clouds, what would you expect to happen? It's going to rain. Do you know, you're very clever, much cleverer than the vicar. Because I showed this to him, and he said, oh, I think they're black sheep. If you saw that trumpet, what would you expect when someone's playing the trumpet? A loud noise, yes. Like a trumpet. Yes. I don't know if anyone went to the remembrance service on the green. There was somebody who played something like a trumpet. And a trumpet usually tells us something special. Yeah, maybe a story. Something special's going to happen. Oh, what about this? It's a steep hill. Have you passed your driving test yet? I bet you're probably better than your mum. Or dad. Well, if you saw that sign, you'd think of Jesus. He died for all of us on the cross so that we could be sinless. Now, everywhere we can see signs. And this morning in our reading, we had a sign. And I want to go through the reading with you. So let's look at our service sheet. James read this very well. He read it probably better than I'm going to be able to read it. But let's see how we do. It says, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar. Now, Tiberius Caesar was the emperor. He was like the king, the head person in charge, the king. And it was 50. Who, did we have a special celebration in this country earlier this year where we celebrated something for the Queen? Tom? The Jubilee. Our Queen's been Queen for 60 years. Tiberius Caesar had been the Emperor for 15 years. And at that time, Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Herod was tetrarch of Galilee. Does anyone know what tetrarch is? It's the head person. He was like the head person of Judea. His brother was head person of Utria and Trachonitis. Is that it, James? Trachonitis, it sounds... Where's Mark Puddy? It does sound a bit like a disease. And Licinius was tetrarch of Abilene. So these were all of the important people. Do you think this is real? It is. You know, the Bible is real. Luke, when he talks to us, wants to bring us the fact that this is a very real message. Who's good at geography? Who's good at geography? Okay. Here we've got, and I'll leave this at the back afterwards, a map. And this is where all of this took place. And if we were looking at this map today, oh, we've got, this is Judea. Can anyone remember who was the head person in Judea? This green area here. Who was the head person in Judea? The answer's in the reading. Pontius Pilate. Who said that? Linda, well done. Gold star. Right. Pontius Pilate was head person there. Galilee, who was head person there? Herod. Trachonitis, who was head person there? Philip, well done. And then Abilene, who was head person there? Lysanias, well done. Yeah, very good. So all of this is real. And the next verse says, the word came to John when he was in the wilderness. And he went to all the country around Jordan. And this purple line, I didn't have a blue pen when I did this. This purple line is the River Jordan. All of this exists today. It's real. And so John went up and down this river, preaching and baptizing people. He was saying to them, say that you're sorry for your sins, be baptized, and you will be forgiven by God. And when people are baptized, what happens to them? They do, they get water. And that water, that was John's sign when he was baptizing people. The sign of baptism was water. Now, Isaiah, who'd lived 500 years before Jesus, had written these words. He says, there'll be a voice, can you see this in the reading? A voice of one calling in the wilderness. Who do you think that might be? Sean? John. John is out there calling in the wilderness. And he says, prepare the way of the Lord. We've already sang that this morning ourselves. Make straight paths for him. Every valley, just think about this, every valley will be filled in, and every hill and mountain will be made low, and the crooked roads will be made straight, and the rough ways, the rough roads, will be made smooth. Well, what would that be like? Has anybody thought what that would really be like? What would it be like? You'd have straight roads and it'd be flat, yes? What else would it be like? What else would it be like? Can anyone think? It's all flat. Oh, no, people who are going to attack you could hide anywhere. That's a really good answer. Because you could see everywhere. And you could see things. When that happens, Isaiah had said, when everything is flat, you will be able to see. And what will you be able to see? You will be able to see Jesus. We'll all be able to see him. And so, in this reading this morning, it's really important to understand that Jesus is very real. And he was giving us the sign of this straight area, and the sign of water in baptism to make Jesus real for us and part of our lives. Now, in our Christingle, we also have signs or symbols. Is anyone, who's seen a Christingle before? Cool, all you young people, those old people haven't seen it at all. They're not very bright, are they? So, this is a sign. And what is it a sign of? Let's see if we know. Now, this orange, and this year we seem to have bigger oranges than ever, which are fantastic. What does the orange remind us of? God's world. And isn't it fantastic that we all live together in God's great world. And what about the four sticks? What do they remind us of? Anyone over this side can tell me about the four sticks. Anyone else? Oh, right. Come on then, who's going to give the answer? Shout out. What are the four? That's these sweets. They're the fruits, aren't they? They remind us of all the good food and everything that God gives us. But what about the sticks themselves? The four seasons. The four seasons. What are the four seasons? You know? Summer, winter, well done, spring, autumn. Yeah? So we've got God's world, we've got all the good things around us that God has created, we've got the seasons, we've got the food that He gives us. What about this red ribbon? What? Oh, you're so bright. God, come on then, tell me. This reminds us that Jesus died for us. And it's a reminder of Jesus' blood that saves us. And then what about this candle in the middle? Oh, come on then. This Jesus is the light of the world. And so this Christingle that we have is a sign that Jesus, the King of the world, is about to be born and that He will come again one day for all of us. So if this is all happening, how do we respond to this? Do we ignore the signs? Do you ignore signs? No? So how can we be so excited that Jesus is coming to us? Well, I've got one suggestion for you, okay? Everybody will get a Christingle to take away with them. Everybody, I hope. You may not be able to keep the sweets till Christmas Day, okay? You may not be able to do that. You can eat the sweets if you really can leave them without touching, it'd be even better, but you may have to eat the sweets. But let's see if we can keep the orange and the candle and the ribbon. Let's see if we can say a simple prayer every day between now and Christmas. It's a very, very simple prayer. It says, "Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Make me more like you, loving, caring, and forgiving." I wonder how many people could say that. Every day. Could you say it every day between now and Christmas? I think I could as well if I really thought about it. And I wonder if you go into school tomorrow and say, how many people have said their prayer? Let's all say it now together. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Make me more like you, loving, caring, and forgiving. It's not difficult, is it? Maybe more difficult to be like Jesus, but by praying about it, that's the first step. So that's our Christingle prayer for now. Who's going to actually say this prayer every day? Who's going to say this prayer every day? John is, I am. What about the music group? Are you going to say it? What about the people up there? Yeah, you're going to say it. Are you all going to say it? Are you all going to say it? Yeah, everybody's going to say it. And if everybody can do this, then Jesus will come into our lives. So we're going to sing a song now that reminds us about the Christingle. And it's on our song service sheet. It's called "The Christingle Begins with an Orange," just in case you've forgotten what each of the parts are. So let's all stand to sing this.